I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Allison.
This is Kara.
Today, we are going to be diving into the intellectual wellness dimension, mostly about how to be a lifelong learner and examples that Kara and I live and embody and have done throughout our lives that contribute to our overall intellectual wellness. But since that's not maybe the most fun topic of all time, we're going to balance it out to keep everyone intellectually stimulated with a lot of fun chit-chat at the beginning. And then we'll wrap up with, you know, put our thinking caps on for a couple minutes.
I love that. I think that's totally the vibe this week.
Yeah. Well, I'll also be learning how to be vulnerable today. I feel like I have so much to tell you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to start? Uh-huh. What's going on?
No, you start. I'll
Yeah, I feel like in all honesty, the last couple weeks, both Allison and I have been checked out of the pod for a minute. I feel like we're both being pulled in a million different directions for different reasons. And that's normal. That's how life works. You can't be 100% in on things 24/7. That's just not realistic at all. So, and I think we're both okay with it. I feel okay with it. I don't think that we need to be running sprint with the podcast 24/7. I think it's good to take those ebbs and flows and lean into when life is kind of pushing you in another direction as it comes. So for me, I literally had the most stagnant December, January, February. I was just at home, really killing it with the workout routine, just living my at-home life. And now we're 3 months out from this wedding. I've been go, 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 wedding planning, doing all that stuff. I got a ton of work, which I'm so grateful for. But as someone who travels for work, that means traveling, getting on flights, being up at all hours, working at different hotels or different destinations. And which again, I'm grateful for because that's helping me pay for all the wedding stuff. So loving work. But yeah, it's just been chaotic. And Thursday, super exciting, which will be, you know, when this episode comes out, I'll be on my bachelorette trip. So I've been planning for that because I want that to go as smoothly as possible. I want all the logistics, all that figured out. So that we land when we get there, it's smooth sailing, no stress. because that's what you want a bachelorette trip to be. You want it to be fun. You want it to be not stressful at all. So there's been a lot of that going on behind the scenes. So yeah, just got home from like two different work trips back to back. Now we're here for 2 days. Now I leave again. All good things again, but it's just...
And leaving on your birthday.
Yeah, I'm leaving on my birthday, March 7th. Hey, Pisces. So again, all good things, but oh my gosh, has it been the craziest like 3-4 weeks ever? And it all started because I wanted to go visit my grandma and I thought that was going to be like a slow time to go visit her. But then I just got booked and busy. And then when I get back, I'll be home for like possibly, we're not sure yet, but possibly like 4 or 5 days. And then I go on another work trip. So again, very grateful, but it's chaos.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And I do not know how you're doing all that right now.
No, I'm loading up on the vitamin C, D, zinc. I'm taking so many supplements. I'm drinking so much water, working out. I'm trying to make sure that I don't collapse because I think I'm on the brink of any minute now. I'm getting sick, knock on wood, literally knock on wood, and passing out from exhaustion. But I have still managed to stay healthy for this past month. But
how have you been doing mentally with all that?
I'm good. I think,
yeah.
I think you just gotta prevail. I think luckily when I'm home, I don't have anything really going on here. So that's good. Cause then when I'm home for like those quick turnaround times, I can just really sleep, stay in bed for like 11 hours, 12 hours, try to catch up and rest. But this very, again, it was like, I was so stagnant and going and visiting my grandma and like booking a flight told the universe that I was ready to travel again because then I've just had thing after thing after thing come in like so out of nowhere because there's a new company that I'm doing freelance stuff for and it's just coming in like crazy, which is awesome. But I was so stagnant at one point, like literally not even a month ago. So it's just so weird how things can very quickly change.
Mm-hmm. Especially in our lines of work where... Mm-hmm. They can be so seasonal.
Yeah.
And when it gets busy, it's not really stuff that you can just delay off because it's kind of like now or never.
It's now or never, 100%. And you want to hopefully hustle and grind at this point in your life so that you can pay it. It pays off, you know, in the end and hopefully work less hard later. So that's just kind of what I remind myself too. Like, okay, I got to work hard now so that it pays off so that I can do less later.
So on the bachelorette planning side, are you having fun planning it?
Oh yeah, it's so fun. Yeah? It's like picking out a boat and like picking out an Airbnb. I just booked a rental car today because we're going to San Juan, Puerto Rico. And then we're going 40 minutes outside of San Juan because I wasn't going to get a rental car. But then honestly, it was pretty cheap. And I was like, you know, it's better safe than sorry. What if we got stranded somewhere? Worst comes to worst, we could all pile into this car and... I don't know. So there's a lot of fun stuff. I love planning fun girls trips like this and maybe even getting a few surprises for the people that are going. So I love all of that. So no, it's been good. But I guess like sad development, should we say really quick?
Sad development.
Regarding the Puerto Rico. I know it's like, how do we jump to this? It's such a bummer.
I don't want to like dim your beautiful storytelling with my sad news. So...
That you're not coming.
That I'm not coming. I am exiting my travel era. As we always do, you and I flip-flop everything. Like my yes. December with the shop and the Airbnb were so full send because holiday stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Colombia and then I came back for like a week, went to Tulum for a week. And then apparently I conveyed to the universe that now that I'm back in Omaha for a second to just pile on so much stuff. Oh my God. Like the last few weeks have been, I was talking to someone and they were like, this is a season of, did they say like testing? It's a trying season. I can't remember how they phrased it. I was like, how are you doing? And they're like, you know, it's a lesson learning time. And God, I wish I remembered how they said it, but that is also
how
my current life right now. Lots of lessons being learned. A little bit of emotional turmoil. It's fine. Yeah, my life hasn't been how it's been really in like 5 years. I really feel like I can't say why because I'm just like not ready to share that yet. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been tough and work is just a million miles an hour right now. And my rent went up $600. So if you follow me on Instagram and happen to see me looking at houses, it's because I'm like, all right, I think I got to make a decision here. Like, what the fuck?
$600. Insanity. Well, once you, if you knew how much you're actually paying, that's a That is a huge percentage jump. Like, that is
huge.
Absurd. Did you talk to them?
They didn't answer. This was yesterday. And there's just like so many things that are like conspiring against my current life that I'm like, all right, I get it. I feel like I'm supposed to move on. I was supposed to move on a year ago. I know. And then I sat in it and I broke my 3-year policy that I have for myself. Maybe I'll link it. I made this video on Instagram and TikTok. I think I posted on both about my 3-year rule where if you're renting, you can only stay at a place for 3 years. Or if you're just at like a regular employee level job, not like a big career situation, or if you're not owning your own business, to try to only stay in that for 3 years to encourage yourself to move to a new position or try a different neighborhood, keep things interesting. Mm-hmm. And I broke that rule last April for the first time, and it hasn't served me well. It's really just been bad since then.
It's been bad.
So now I feel like before, when I had the choice to move on from my current life last year, I didn't choose. And now the world is like, well, we will decide for you. And we will speak louder and louder until you get the fucking hint. So yeah, I also have had roommates. A few weeks ago, I was like, it's so fun having roommates. Now I'm like, I need some goddamn privacy. I have no privacy at all in my life anywhere. And I feel like that, how you we said we were checked out of the podcast for different reasons. I feel like mine is I need privacy in my life right now. But the way we live our lives is not having privacy.
Yeah.
So then it's like, oh, how much do I share while I'm like actually working through it in real time?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I feel like this is enough to, you know, kind of convey. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. So everyone send good vibes.
Yeah.
But it is a bummer. Thanks. I know, like, if without going into any details, but for Puerto Rico, just the timing was just, it was impossible because it's also your mom's spring break, your sister's spring break.
Yeah. So normally when I'm gone, my mom watches my dog, but my mom is a college professor, so it's her spring break. And then my sister is like my backup girl to help me with everything in life, help me with Airbnb, help me at the shop, help me with Peaches. She's also gone for spring break. My brother's starting a new job next week, so he's going to be gone. And then my coworker or co-owner at the shop, she had surgery this week, so she can't help out at the shop. And then last week, I did all 4 tax returns. So that was just like took every last brain cell that I had. And then the Airbnb is booked like back to back to back. And I had to fire my cleaning lady because she didn't get it. She was not good. And now all of a sudden, I can't find and hire and train a new cleaning lady in 24 hours for 4 flips. And then, oh my God, there was more. Yeah, the rent going up. My emotional state.
It's just a season that's testing you.
I was like, I want to clone myself and have the capable, fun half of me go to Puerto Rico. But I was like, I will just be like on my phone trying to deal with all of this like the entire time and not be a good vibe. And I'm not packed. And I didn't have my flight booked there yet. And I feel like that was me somehow intuitively knowing over the last few weeks, like, pay attention or like, I don't know. And I just feel so bad. And Kara's a queen for taking it so well. I think we literally said 2 weeks ago, I think it was a what would your bestie do?
It was.
That one of your other friends couldn't make it. And you were like, oh, it's fine. And then,
yeah, because again, I understand that the world doesn't revolve around me. Is that a crazy thought? It's like, yeah, not everyone can drop everything for everybody, even if it's your wedding, even if it's your birthday. Like, I don't know. And I feel like I've traveled enough to know everything that we booked was fully refundable. There was a cheaper house or more expensive house, and it was a cheaper house. So literally by one person not being able to come now, it made it $10 more expensive for everyone. Like, it's going to be okay.
I'm still paying for my Airbnb.
I'm literally going to send you a check back. So you're not doing that. So just don't do that. But that's a good thing. A good reminder, like if you're planning a group trip, because one of the things we did book was a boat. Now we can cancel it and get the smaller boat. Like, it's all worked out because I booked everything refundable. Went with a cheaper option. I think, and it's all good. So,
oh my God. Well, you're so nice.
No, like, when you sent that text that you couldn't come, you were so stressed about sending it. I'm like literally immediately responding like, please do not be stressed. It literally all worked out. Like in the 2 seconds they sent that, I did the math. I'm like, oh, we're actually, it's all good. Like no stress.
Yes, but even if the math is all good, on a friendship level, no, I mean, still feel bad.
No, I mean, I was talking to my mom today about bachelorettes and she's like, they've just gotten so out of hand. It used to be you went out on the Thursday night before your wedding in town. Y'all got drunk and like...
That's exactly what my mom said.
Yes. And so knowing that...
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That it was like really just right before your wedding.
Yeah. It was literally Thursday before. So I wasn't talking to her about this with the, about you or anything, but we were just talking about bachelorettes just in general. But knowing that, I feel like you need to take that precedent into account when you're planning, like when I was planning this trip, like I knew fully that I, by doing this, I could have two people come and that was fine with me. So I hope everyone or you know that it's really like, I totally understand. I'm not upset that anyone can't come because that was my choice to do something that was way more out there. And so it means that you can't get your feelings hurt if people can't come. That's crazy.
At least you're very level headed about it.
Yeah.
And realistic.
Because actually, Alex Cooper posted a video about this literally yesterday for Call Her Daddy. And she was like, if you're doing your bachelorette in Greece, you better be paying for everyone's flights and everything because that is so unrealistic. Like it needs to be way closer. I'm like, I totally agree. Greece is kind of crazy, but like I can't even do a local bachelorette because you're in Omaha. Hani is in Kansas City. Hannah's in Los Angeles. B's in New York. Sarah's in Chicago. Like there's literally not a single person that is local. Like maybe Jane, but Jane's gone for 2 months in St. Lucia. So I'm like, I totally get that thinking, but by going to Puerto Rico, and obviously this is not, everything's going to be a case-by-case basis for everybody, but even by going to Puerto Rico, that's cheaper than the typical bachelorette destinations. My friend just did an Austin one. They paid $350 per person for one house for 2 nights. We're paying $180 per person for 3 nights. I don't know. It just, when you do the math, it's all crazy. It's all a lot. At the end of the story, at the end of the day, moral of the story, do what you want to do, but you cannot get mad at anybody if they do not come. Like you don't
have
the right.
What I was thinking about in yoga last night in Shavasana, really the way to do life is to be like the first person of your friends to get married, like legitimately when you're like 22 yeah. years old, yeah. because I did it wrong. Now I'm 30 and now I like don't own a house or don't have, you know, I'm not engaged and stuff because my 20s, you're paying to go to other people's things. Yeah. So it's like continuously prolonging your ability to have it for yourself to where if you are the first person to do it, you just put your down payment on your house, you get married, everyone spends money on you, and then you're good because you own your house and you're already established and then you can go support your friends. But I'm flip-flopped where... Yeah, I just have like been doing other stuff for the last decade.
Yeah, and then that person that got married first will have kids and they probably can't come to yours.
Uh-huh.
Sucks.
And they have like legitimate excuses to not come.
Yeah.
And all the single people or the younger people that or the people with more flexible work schedules are the ones that end up having to, you know, be the yes men because people are like, oh, well, I know my friend with a newborn baby isn't going to be able to come. So then you're like relying on the other friends.
Yeah, and that's so true. And at the same time, don't put your happiness in numbers. Again, if you're going to feel happy with 15 people coming to your trip, you're putting your happiness in the wrong place. Like not everyone can be 100%. You're never getting 100%. Even if it's local, I was thinking about this. I know someone last weekend who had something like a baby shower and like another bachelorette local thing and they had to pick one or the other. So they went to the bachelorette local for half the day and then went to the baby shower. So even if it's local, you're not going to get somebody for 100% of the time. Like, so I just say, do what you want. And then if the people that can't come, if you wanted to go to Greece for your bachelorette and it's just you and your mom and your grandma and that makes you happy, then that's fine. But if everyone says no, you have no right to get mad. You can't be mad.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what you want for your bachelorette, then I say go for it.
Yeah.
That's obviously me coming from the person that's traveling. But I don't know. I think like every destination is expensive. Like I think us going to Puerto Rico is hands down cheaper than the Scottsdale, the Vegas, the Austin. So I don't know. It's all crazy. So just don't be hurt by other people living their life because we all are our own point of view. Like the world revolves around ourselves, everybody. And that's okay. That's how life should be. You're not going to be the priority for everybody. So I say, do what you want and don't hurt people's feelings, but don't be hurt if people can't do what you want to do. It's not personal. It's not deep.
Back to the four agreements. It's not personal.
It's literally not personal. So I'm very bummed you can't come, of course, from a friendship level. And I told McKenna, I'm like, Allison was going to find the cutest coffee shops, cutest restaurants, but that's okay. I think
I can still be on Google Maps dropping links.
You'll be our virtual travel assistant. That's the only thing that you can provide.
I was like, what can I do to make up for it? That is what I'll be doing. I will be the virtual offsite concierge.
Just send like two cute restaurants in San Juan and we'll call it even.
I actually meant to send you this audio clip. Me and my dad went out for tacos Thursday night last week and he was like, I'm pretty sure it's called Annie's. It's amazing that I like pushed record on my phone because the excitement this man had. He was like, you guys have to go to Annie's. It's the most amazing ice cream place ever. And he was like hyping it up.
Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Wait,
in San Juan.
But
I'll send you the voice memo after this you know what I'm talking about. Like the voice recording on your phone.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Voice memo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God, cute. I love that. Okay, we're going to go. But yeah.
What else? Well, how was your work trip?
It was good.
Well, I know it really has been a lot of emotional turmoil the last week. I hope that you guys love us at our worst because I think this might be the lowest my energy has been on this podcast in months.
And that's okay. If this is the one time our energy has been not good in literally 2 years, I can't even think of another time. Unless it was like 2021 where both of us have been like off a little bit. I feel like we've been crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
Energy wise, but you're right. I feel like we're just a little off this week, and that's okay. But I guess another reason that things might be off, I won't go into the specifics, but I did experience something very traumatizing in Florida. I just got back from Florida for a work trip. I'm not really going to say what it was, but I knew that I could text Allison and tell her about it because she's a tough cookie and could handle it.
It was a lot.
I'm sorry.
I was okay on the receiving end. I just was feeling for you.
I'll just say, unfortunately, I saw a deceased person in real life. I'm not going to go into the details, but it was very upsetting and I felt very bad for that person. And if you want to Google it, you can Google death Key Biscayne Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, not only did you see a deceased person, you, against your will, when you were minding your own business, saw a deceased person. It's very different.
Yeah. It just like happened right in front of me. I'm like, oh. So that's also another reason why we're off. We're having traumatizing experiences happening one after the other. Me, then Allison, then me, then Allison.
No, it's really been something. I don't know what is in the air. And legitimately, every one of my friends and their significant other has broken up in the last like month. And I feel like I spend an hour or 2 hours a day on the phone with everyone's lives crumbling. Like, I do not know what is going on.
I think there's something there was a moon or something. I don't know. Libra moon or something. I don't know. Some full moon thing. I don't know if that relates to this. If it does, I'm going to blame it on that.
Okay. Well, actually, a fun bit on the astrology note. So there's this app called The Pattern, and I love it. I like it way more than CoStar. I used to be like a huge CoStar person. I still check it, but I think The Pattern is way better for comparing your compatibility with another person. And in it, you can create a custom profile of someone else and then run your bond as like a friendship or romantic. And it does this full report over how similar you are, your strengths, your weaknesses, your differences, your intimacy, everything. And that has been my coping mechanism / hobby is running bonds on every person I know. It's really helpful information, actually, because like with one friend, it was like, you're just very serious and it kind of drains them. And they would just really wish you would bring out your most lighthearted self around them. And I'm like, okay, good feedback.
Whoa. I can work on that.
And then like with this other person, it was like, you guys absolutely are like cut from the same cloth. You speak the same language. Like you're so similar. Like it's honestly shocking. And
wow.
I was like, okay, I always felt that, but it's cool to like see it on paper.
Yeah. Wait, I love the compatibility feature on CoStar. So I need this. What's it called again?
The Pattern.
Okay.
And then there's a tab called Bond, I think it is. And then you create custom Bond, but you only get 3 for free per day. So it's good, honestly. Like if I could get more in a day, I would have problems. So I have to, it forces me to limit myself to that. And of course, now that a lot of my friends are like going through these breakups or like seeing other people, I'm like, run a Bond, get me their info. I will do detective work.
Stop.
I'll let you know.
So gotta check in. What's it saying? What's the compatibility? Wait, that's fun. Okay, I'm gonna try that out.
You and I've checked on CoStar. I just feel like CoStars is a little more generalized.
We looked at ours in Costa Rica, and some of them were
literally
so
just said yes because I was like picturing us at that table at Sips.
Yeah.
Literally, Sips was in my dream the other night. Okay, so there's these two guys and their brothers, and I like went to their apartment, and the younger brother was like, "Wait, can you go get us smoothies from Sips?" And I was like, "Right now." And he was like, "Yeah, do it before my brother gets back." And I was like, "What? Can't we just wait for him?" And in my dream, the apartment was here in Omaha, but I was somehow just like walked down the street to Sips, which is in Costa Rica, in my dream.
And our then, like, favorite smoothie shop.
Yeah, we went literally every day. So it makes sense that it made it to the dream. And I like got the smoothies and like got back to the apartment. And then the younger brother was there and the older one was there. And he was like, "I don't know. There's no point to the dream." But I've also just been dreaming, oh my God, so much every single night. I've had the most active mind. Like I can remember every dream I've had for 2 weeks. Like I wake up and I'm like in angst because I'm like, what are all of these dreams meaning? And I feel like people are coming to me in my dreams. It's fucking me up. And then I gotta unpack what's going on. Me and the journal have been getting a lot of time together.
She's getting a lot of mileage.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, not to bring it back to what I witnessed, but I'm sorry I dumped that on you. But I just had to vent to somebody and I'm like, who in my contacts list can handle this traumatizing experience? I'm like, sorry, Allison, but it was you. It was you and Connor. I'm like, these are the only two people that can handle this.
Oh my gosh. I'm honored.
That means, I know. Honestly, I'm like, that's literally a compliment. Like, so I hope you know that I thought of
you
first.
Was just shocked and also had to play detective because I was just like, I want to get to the bottom of why this happened. I can't just receive this news and not know why.
No, yeah. We were fully going back and forth trying to figure out. And you're like, why did the universe want you to see a dead body? I'm like, I don't know. But that was one of my first thoughts too. So weird.
Yeah, that is what I text you back. I go, you know, I think I would be marinating on what I need to learn from life from having had to see
that.
Yeah.
No, and like that might have been like to someone that might be an out of pocket thing to say, but it was literally the first thing I thought too. I was like, why did God, the universe, higher power, why did this person want me to experience this?
Oh,
so crazy.
Have you thought on it?
No. Okay. I mean, I guess just like life is short. You never know. I think that's honestly just, and we all kind of, everyone I was with kind of just got to that point. Like life is short, live it up.
Be grateful for what you have.
Yeah. And we said like a little, it was nice. Someone came in and we said a little prayer for the family. It was sad, but it was sweet. Cause I was like, I feel like it literally happened right in front of me. I'm like, I feel like we need to say something. This is really weird. This is tragic.
Okay. Kind of on that note, not to steal your thunder.
No, I'm dumb. No more notes. I'm good there.
I have a friend whose ex had a death. Do you think it's more appropriate to reach out with condolences or more appropriate to not reach out and say something?
No, you definitely need to reach out because—
I agree. I said the same thing.
As someone who has been friends with people who have had things happen, they to this day said that they remember who did and didn't reach out. And it like really betrayed them almost. It felt so painful that people didn't reach out and say anything when like their parent passed or— anything. And everyone feels awkward. Like you're never going to feel not awkward sending a note, but it is the right thing to do. Or we had a friend once who didn't go to our other friend's funeral. And they're like, it's just really awkward. I didn't really know that person's parent. And it's like, yeah, that's the point. Like no one likes going to a funeral. Sorry, I just got heated all of a sudden. But I'm like, it's true. Like no one likes doing that.
Yeah.
But it's part of life. And that's part of being a good friend. Kind of railed on him. And then he ended up going. But we're just like, why did we explain this to you? Like, yeah, sorry. Not to be mean to your friend. But it's tough. Obviously, no one really knows what to do until it happens. But definitely send the note.
Yeah. And I was coming for my example. Like them and their ex had broken up and they hadn't contacted each other in months. But I was like, I still think it's appropriate to break an unofficial no contact to say that, because like you said, they're going to notice that you didn't say something probably. And it's not like you're reaching out to say that to try to like get back together with them or rekindle something. You're truly just trying to like be a good person and let them know that like they're supported and acknowledge that they're going through a tough time.
Oh yeah, that's really tough. But I think that that's definitely the right call. That's definitely a tougher, not as black and white situation. But yeah. I think that you're right.
They sent flowers though, anonymously to the funeral home.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's also like a really nice gesture.
100%. I think that's very, very kind. Okay, well
should we
do peaks of the week?
Up? Should we get out of this valley? Say a peak
Talk
here?
About morbid. Let's get out of that. And yeah, how do we transition? I think we just do it. What is your peak of the week?
Okay.
More than ever, I think it's important to find the good in all the chaos.
Absolutely. I told you guys, my brother is living with me right now for a little bit. And I always ask him every day, 3 things that you're grateful for. And when Clay lived here, I used to do it to him all the time too. And it also kind of drove him crazy. And even to myself, sometimes like, I don't want to do it, but it's good for us. And last night when me and my brother were baking banana bread, lots of bees, I was like, 3 things you're grateful for. And he turns around and looks at me and he's like, that just ruined the mood. And I'm like, no. Quick things. Happiness. Where this is good. So we did it. But I don't know. With all that being said, it's not always fun to see the good in a situation or to do the gratitude journaling. But it's a practice that I feel like is really necessary, especially if you're in a tougher season. It's how you get out of it. But my peak... there have been so many great things amongst the chaos. Like, my friends have been so supportive. I've had so much girl time. I've gone to so many Legree classes. We had a bonfire at Jesse's last weekend. That was really cute. Eek. Okay. I reached out to this ad agency and I was like, hey, I would love to work like 10 hours a week for you guys. On anything, whether it's campaigns with clients, whatever, rather than I could pick up one more thing or put a little bit more into the shop, but I'd rather just like have something consistent for my nervous system right now, because I feel like for my mental health right now, having everything in my life be so entrepreneurial that I like need one person just to tell me what to do for at one aspect of my life. And so I reached out to this contact that I had at that agency, and he had the nicest reply. It was the biggest confidence boost that I needed. I don't even know if I need the job now. I'm like, this email did it for me.
Did it.
It's like, Allison, !! Wow, !! Like, I'm so honored. !! We'd love to fit you in any way we can. !! Like, we'll see what we can do. I'll talk to the team. It'd be great to have your expertise. And it made me feel really good. So,
Well, anyone can see your value and your extensive portfolio. It speaks for itself. So,
thanks.
If I had an agency, you'd be hired yesterday.
Well, thanks.
Yay.
How about you?
I'm going to say my peak is, so after Florida, I flew straight to Chicago, and one of Connor's best friends, someone who's one of his groomsmen, proposed to his girlfriend who we're friends with. And I got to photograph the proposal. So it was super cute and fun.
Oh my gosh. I thought I saw a glimpse of that on your story. The backstory is making sense now. That's adorable.
Yes. Yeah. So I took pictures, watched the whole thing. It was on this gorgeous rooftop and it went so smoothly. And then we got to have drinks and apps with all of our friends and their friends and family. And it was just so wholesome and fun. And we got to stay in a really nice hotel because we were going to stay with friends. We have so many friends in Chicago. But sometimes it's nice to just not have to be reliant on someone else. You know, like me and Connor got a hotel room.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it was at the same hotel that the proposal was at. So after all the fun festivities, we just went to bed and then woke up and left. And instead, we would have had to, you know, meet up with our friends that we'd stay with and like sleep on a couch. And it was well worth the splurge.
Good.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was super cute hotel. If anyone ever goes to Chicago, go to Hotel Robbie, R-O-B-E-Y. And they have this amazing rooftop, great views of the city, great area. It's in Wicker Park. I think it's a boutique hotel, but now through Marriott. I don't know if it was always through Marriott, but it is under the Marriott Bomboy program. So highly, highly recommend.
Amazing. I'm sure there will definitely be people taking you up on that. I feel like spring, summer is such a good time to visit Chicago.
Yeah. And even extra shout for my peak. I recruited these two girls to help keep people out of like the one part of the roof where he was going to propose. So shout out to Sarah and Amanda, literal queens. People kept coming up to them afterwards and be like, do you guys know the couple? Like, are those your friends? And they're like, no, we just wanted to help. And I told them, because I had to be hiding. And if I was out there, like kind of shooing people away to the one little corner where he was going to propose, they would see me and Michelle would have seen
me. Because they recognize you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So Sarah and Amanda were my little spies, undercover spies, just keeping people out of the way for like the 5 minute window that the proposal was about to happen. So literal icons, those two. So shout out to them. And then of course, shout out to Kevin and Michelle. Congrats on the engagement.
Yay. Wow. Well, that sounds awesome. I'm glad that you had the honor of taking their photos. I feel like that says a lot. Anyone could be asked to take the proposal photos and that they chose you. So
that's so true. So nice.
All right. Listeners, peaks of the week. Taylor said, heading to an all company retreat for my fully remote job. I get to meet my work besties in real life. Wow. That sounds so fun.
Okay. Brooke said, got an attorney job in New York City 3 weeks after moving here. Congratulations. Exciting about the new job. That's awesome. And the new move.
Okay. I love this one from Kay because I am going to do it too. I met with my friend yesterday who, you guys know Sam. He does real estate. He convinced me that I need to get my real estate license. And Kay said the same thing. I started classes to get my real estate license. I'm so excited for a career change. I love that for you. And that motivates me even more. So thank you for sending that in.
And finally, Danielle said, started yoga teacher training. Congrats, Danielle. We cannot wait for you to become a yoga teacher. And then me and Allison are definitely going to have to take one of your classes at some point.
As always, send in your piece of the week on our Instagram story box every Monday at Already Friends Podcast. And be sure to follow us along because we share more photos about all of our guests and share our Patreon episodes on there, our listener of the week, all the good stuff. And now getting into intellectual wellness. We just lost like everyone. They're like,
Honestly, first half was juicier. No, I think this is still going to be fun little chit chat because last year, I guess we didn't even say this in the intro. Last year was kind of hard to find a guest for this topic because honestly, no one really specializes in intellectual wellness post being a teacher after higher education, really. There's no one that's really an advocate, at least that we're aware of, for staying a learner, being a lifelong learner. Of course, people like us are passionate about it and we think it's good to do that, but there wasn't really a guest that we felt was like so in line with this topic. So after doing our own research, we're like, wait, let's just talk about all the ways that we stay learning and
the ways that we stay learning.
We stay learning. Wait, that sounds so crazy, but it's like, maybe I need to learn grammar because that was not proper grammar.
No, but I liked it.
That's the name of this episode, Stay Learning. But it's true. It's like, how are we really, you know, keeping our brain going further? Kara. Oh my gosh, this sounds so batshit crazy.
No, I love this. Title is How We Stay Learning and Keep Our Brain Going.
Mm-hmm. I'm dead. This is so funny.
No, you're killing it.
Am I? I'm laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's relatable. Yeah, but you're hip.
No, it's true. There wasn't a guest that we felt that was like really going to say what we wanted to say. So we're going to say it ourselves.
Yeah. And maybe make it more relatable because my mom did an awesome job last year, like helping us unpack what intellectual wellness actually is. So if you want to do more of a deep dive, you can go listen to last year's episode. And now I think today we'll just share examples.
Exactly. But I guess really quick, we can define what intellectual wellness is.
Knock it out of the park. Go right ahead.
All right. I'm on a roll with crushing what this topic is. Intellectual wellness is recognizing creative abilities and encouraging us to find ways to expand our knowledge and skills. Intellectual wellness can be developed through personal and professional development, cultural involvement, community involvement, and personal hobbies. As intellectual wellness develops, you are able to cultivate personal resources that work together with the other realms of wellness in order to achieve a more balanced life. So what we kind of came up with is that it's being a lifelong learner, continuing education, continuing to learn, setting yourself up to learn way past school.
And I remember last year when we did the episode with my mom, we also came to the consensus that your intellectual wellness can almost be the foundation because let's say you want to get in really good shape, you have to learn how to do that. Let's say you want to make better friendships. You're going to have to learn through knowledge acquisition and actual real life experience how to do that. So if you focus on being someone who loves to learn and absorb what's going on around you, you're naturally going to get better at all of the other dimensions.
Yeah, your mom really dropped the truth bomb with that one. It's so true. You really need intellectual wellness to do any of the other ones.
And some last key important aspects of intellectual wellness are that it stimulates curiosity. And then the curiosity is important because it motivates you to put yourself out there, try new things, explore, put yourself in different environments, talk to new people. And as you do more of that, you build up confidence in those things and figuring out more of who you authentically are, which then just has a domino effect in the other areas.
Absolutely. Some philosophies or tips for how to be a lifelong learner. And then we can go into our examples of what we do or what we've done to kind of scratch that itch of wanting that intellectual stimulation. Again, past college, high school, any form of school. So how to be a lifelong learner, you have to nurture a growth mindset. You have to let yourself fail. I think one of the ways that we stifle intellectual wellness is being afraid to fail and not doing things out of fear of failure. But having a growth mindset understands that part of moving forward and part of having success is having those setbacks, is having things go wrong. So being intentional about seeking out opportunities where you can learn as you go and where you can mess up and make those mistakes, this will help establish you as a person who's ready to have that learning journey and embrace intellectual wellness in your life.
Piggybacking off of that, not being afraid to welcome new challenges, you're never going to be fully ready. And if you wait until you're ready, it's probably not going to happen. Like if we said we're not going to do the podcast until every single week we're on our A game, we wouldn't have this episode right now. We would probably have 20 episodes if we only recorded when we were fully ready and in the perfect state of mind. But sometimes it's okay to just throw yourself into the fire and you get more used to figuring it out along the way.
Absolutely. Another tip is taking ownership of your future. But I think, of course, when you're talking about intellectual wellness, you're thinking about things that you want to learn. So I feel like it's important to look into the future version of you and what does that person know? What skills do they have? What does their life look like? And then kind of reel it back and see what books you should read or who should you surround yourself with to learn those skills that that person has.
Love. another way to be a lifelong learner is to develop time management skills, whether that's waking up a little bit earlier so you can have a good morning routine, whether that's finding a system that works for you on Google Calendar, Slack, Notion. Those are three that I use every single day, whether you're a pencil and paper type of person, whether you set alarms on your phone to keep you on track, whether you meal prep, whatever you need to do in your week, time management is going to help you do all the things.
Mm-hmm. And especially with that one, learning how to ditch the mindless scrolling. I don't think you can practice intellectual wellness if you have a very bad scrolling habit, because that time where you would spend on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, wherever, is the perfect time to add intellectual wellness, like reading a book or even watching an educational YouTube video, something long form where you're actually sitting in front of a TV or even a laptop. So I think learning to nip that bad, I mean, at least for me, that's definitely what takes away from my reading time, my learning time, is that excessive screen time. So I think that kind of
Before you get off the screen time thing, I have a comment, because think of how easy it is to scroll for 15, 20 minutes.
Yes.
Then think of any chore around your house or anything that you like don't want to do that's bettering your life. How long does it take to make your bed? 1 minute. How long does it take to wash your face? 3 minutes. How long does it take to unload the dishwasher? 2 minutes? Like 15 minutes of effort around your apartment or your house. You can pick up a lot of things, straighten up, tidy up, vacuum. But when you're on your phone scrolling for 15 minutes, it literally goes by in seconds.
Yeah,
it's so fast. So of course, like, I'm never going to give up social media, probably. I can't really imagine a world where I wouldn't be on that, as it's like my job. But being intentional about how much time you spend on your phone and recognizing when you're just in the doom scrolling stage, when you've gone beyond checking in with your friends or looking up a topic on TikTok and you're just, you know, in the bed, hood up, deep lasered in, and the person's coming on telling you to get off. Like,
we've all been
those
there.
Those are the times.
Yes. Yeah. So I think you're so right. It flies by so quick, but think about how much you can pursue outside of that. And last little tip, make sure you're nurturing your passions. Intellectual wellness is not going to be fun if you're trying to learn about things you're not passionate about. There are things that bore you, honestly. So make a note, write down on your journal, what are things that you love to do or things you love to do as a child, as a kid, and just reflect on those things that you like to do outside of work and then find ways to learn more about those. I mean, and of course, you can always learn more about things within your work realm. I love this topic because it can be hobby learning, it could be career learning. There's so many different ways you can incorporate intellectual wellness. So I think we could go into some of the ways that we have.
Yeah. And going off of what you just said, we are in the age of information. Like, that is, I think, literally what they're calling this era of our existence, where you, with ChatGPT, with the internet, with social media, any information that you want to find, you can find it for free on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone has made something and it's somewhere. You just got to find it. Or they have videos, a blog post, a book with the Libby app, which is, if you go to your library, use your library card number, put that into the Libby app, you can get all of those audiobooks for free. It is insane the amount of free information that is out there. So absolutely none of us can use any sort of excuse that, well, I don't know how to become an Airbnb host because I just like don't know how. Well, there's so many people that have made videos on YouTube, share their whole journey, ask ChatGPT. You don't know how to start a business? Ask ChatGPT. Read articles online. You don't know how to start a podcast? Plenty of people talking about it on the internet. Anything you want to know, you can get a very, very good starting point. And I definitely agree that you can get what you pay for and that there are fabulous downloadable PDFs, courses, mentors that you have to pay for. But as a starting block, you could never get bored even with the amount of free information that's out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no excuse not to flex this muscle or really work on your intellectual wellness. And like we said, it's the foundation of all the other areas of wellness. So learning how to be a good learner or learning how to be resourceful, one of our Patreon episodes done by Allison, yours truly, it's just such a good skill to have. So I think going into some of the ways that we learn, of course, I'm going to say number one for us is probably reading. Would you say that's one of our number ones?
Yeah. Between reading and me talking to anyone under the sun about anything.
Yeah.
Like,
learning from other people.
Yeah. I'm at a coffee shop and I like see someone, I'm like, Let me ask you your entire life story while we wait for our coffee.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Wait, that is such a good one. We should do that one next. Of course, one of the first things I think of is reading, engaging in a variety of books, articles, essays. To explore different ideas, perspectives, and knowledge is one of the best ways that you can express intellectual wellness. For me, getting back into reading was really hard. So I let myself last year read a ton of fiction just to kind of go through the motions because fiction books really capture my attention and I can really fly through those pretty fast. So now this year, I'm definitely sprinkling in more of the nonfiction reads to, again, practice that intellectual wellness. And I guess even if you are reading fiction, that is still part of intellectual wellness because you're reading bigger words, hopefully, or just even practicing grammar, spelling, all that stuff. I still think it's good.
And I feel like there's day-to-day life stuff that you can learn from those things, like picking up on how these people went on a date or why these two friends broke up or, I don't know, through those stories, there's still lessons to be learned. They might just not be as hard, skilled, or tangible.
Yeah, or as intellectual or knowledge-based. You're right. Especially in murder mysteries, you might learn some stuff about science, how people got away with certain things. I feel like I'm always learning little things like that with, you know, those kind of murder mystery books. But I mean, just to shout some of the good nonfiction or intellectual, I guess, types of books I've read, always recommend Malcolm Gladwell. He does all these different deep dives on different topics, but makes them so easily digestible. Love The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Right now I'm reading How to Stay in Love. Someone recommended it on TikTok that everyone should read before they get married. And it's basically this divorce lawyer who has facilitated thousands of divorces. And he wrote this book about how to not do that and how to stay in love. And I think it's such a fascinating principle and idea for a book. Because why would you think that a divorce lawyer has the title or the power to say how to not divorce? But it's like, wait, no, it makes so much sense. He's seen time and time again what brought all these marriages to a halt, what was the final tipping point, and he's kind of compiled that all. And all these reviews that I was reading online said, I wish I read this 20 years ago when I first got married. It's such good advice. So that's my current read.
Wow. I will definitely be adding that to my list. A book that just stuck out to me off my reading shelf that I don't think I've mentioned on here is Can't Hurt Me. And it's by David Goggins. And I feel like by saying his name, some people are probably going to give me a little shade. But
turning this off.
Hot button name. But if you struggle with discipline and motivation, that book will definitely make you be like, I'm a baby. I need to buckle down. What am I making excuses for? I recommended it to one of my friends last month and they read it in like a day. They're like, oh my God, that was so good.
All right, I'll check that out. But yeah, I think reading, of course, as always, is a great place to get info. Next.
Random
talking
people.
To people. I love that. Yeah.
Every single person has something to teach you. I unfortunately was out on the town a few weekends ago and I was talking to this guy who was dumber than a box of rocks. Like, it was honestly entertaining how slow this man was. But I was telling him that I was looking at buying houses in the next, you know, couple years, whatever. And I was like, oh, there's this cute house in Fremont, which is right outside of Omaha. And he was like, why would you buy in Fremont? That's in the floodplains. That's why it's so cheap. And because this guy was like a farm boy. And I was like, oh my God, you might have just saved me from ruining my life.
Wow.
Because there was this really cute house for so cheap, which obviously was probably too good to be true. But now I know why they're so much cheaper in Fremont.
Was that the house on your stories with a really cool kitchen?
No, that one was in Blackstone. That one was so cute. Yeah,
is that like a $2 million house?
$600,000.
Okay. It looked so cool. I loved that.
Yeah,
so
not
much
that I could afford that either. But it was just, you know, there was an open house and it's so easy to just go inside. It takes like 10 minutes. So I just made a little list of all the ones within a couple mile radius and bopped in. Probably going to go again this weekend too, because it's so inspiring. I mean, even this in itself, like to learn, like you got to put yourself in new environments. If I want to learn more about buying a house, that's why I met with two realtors last week, going to these open houses, just speaking conversations into existence so that people can tell me, don't buy here. Another one of my friends was like, definitely look in Morton Meadows. Definitely look over in Exarban. One of their places, they bought it for $400,000. And now only 4 years later, the Zestimate was $510,000 in their neighborhood. So just, you know, bouncing your thoughts off of other people. They say every time an idea is introduced to a new mind, it gets better and better. So
And I love that you're not, yeah, and I love that you kind of even said, don't be afraid to go up and talk to people. That's a theme that I'm seeing a lot lately, even on TikTok, social media. Just don't be afraid to start a conversation with someone. What's the worst thing that could happen? They brush you off. Sure, it hurts a little bit, but the possibility of what could happen if they do want to talk to you far outweighs the possible rudeness.
100%. This is not fully an intellectual activity, but it's kind of in the spiritual realm. We had Rebecca on and she talked about our human design charts and how I said I've been diving into everyone's astrology. I've also been doing the deep dives on people's human design charts. Mm-hmm. And learning about yourself is such a good tool to help validate maybe some of your tendencies or your passions or your interests. Or if you, you know, have an area of weakness, then you could acknowledge that and work to overcome it. I think that for me has personally been very impactful. How did you feel about your experience?
Oh yeah, even how you learn, understanding how you learn will help you learn because it's crazy. But like, especially human design, it teaches you how you learn, how you absorb information, whether podcasts are a good form for you or in-person conferences, any type of thing like that. I love that aspect of human design. I think that's mm-hmm. such a great shout.
Yeah, like my best environment is the kitchen environment. And I'm mm-hmm. always just like out in my living room and kitchen, like if I'm working on something, it's like, I got to have my coffee. I need to have the plants around. I need it to be this like collaborative environment where people are like coming and going. And I just did someone else's and like theirs was the mountains. So like for them, they might need to like be in nature, be isolated, have it really quiet. And mine's like the complete opposite.
Yeah. And even with my human design reading with Rebecca, which we'll link in the show notes, she had mentioned to me like you have something with like you absorb information well over dinner. So, and you like the stimulation during dinner. So if you're eating alone, it's okay if you put on a podcast or watch a YouTube video. And I was like, girl, you gave me permission to do something that was not probably great, but I love it. So now when I'm eating alone at my house, I don't feel guilty if I put on a video because it's a good environment for me to focus.
There you go. See, it helped you justify that tendency about yourself. And you're like, that's just how I am.
Yes, exactly. And of course, intellectual wellness can also be taking courses, going to conferences, learning from others. I just did a free webinar, 3 weeks ago for Tony Robbins, who's a big self-help guru, has been doing this for 40 plus years.
Literally
I loved
OG.
It so much. Yes, he's the OG. Oh my God. I want to go to one of his in-person ones now so bad. And of course, that's like the whole point, you know, sales funnel. But I loved it so much. It felt so good because I hadn't done a course or kind of like a conference like that probably since before COVID. And it felt so good to learn and be sitting down taking notes from people that were just teaching you how to be a better person, how to be more effective with your business, with life. And highly recommend following Tony or following his company and seeing when they post these free webinars. I think they do them a couple times a year, but I loved it so much. And that totally relates to this topic.
You shouting the free webinar in and of itself is also a good tip that so many of these gurus and entrepreneurs and people that have courses, a big part of their sales funnel is to do that free info bit, get you in and then sell you mm-hmm. on their bigger course, conference, whatever. So if there is someone that you're like, wow, I would love to learn from them, but like I could never afford to hire them as my mentor or to go to the conference, keep your eye on their pages because so many of them do free like Zoom chats or like, they might have a mm-hmm. Discord group or something because they're trying to create community. And that could be a way to get some of that into your world without if you can't afford the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay subscribed to those newsletters. I feel like that's where they push a lot of those out. And then another conference I can relate to. I went to Field Trip. Highly recommend. It's a photography creatives conference. And that one was in Marfa, Texas. It was so fun. I volunteered for that one. So I got to go for free. I mean, I paid for my flight and travel and stuff, but I didn't have to pay the conference fee because I went and worked it. And it was so cool. I basically ran the social media for one of the brands. So my job was to just go and listen to speakers and like take videos and Instagram stories and stuff. So if you can find a way to work any conference that you want to go to, I know we shouted that out on the podcast before, but that's another great way to attend those if you don't have the monetary means to do it. But I absolutely loved that conference and highly recommend if you're creative.
Especially if you want to make a career change or further your career. I went to the Airbnb course two Decembers ago now. Was it just last December?
No.
Not the most previous one. The one before that.
Yeah.
And I, so worth it. I would have made so many mistakes. Oh my God. I can't even imagine how I would have tried to go about it if I hadn't gone to that course. So truly, that just shortened my learning curve and saved me thousands and thousands of dollars and so many headaches by going and learning from someone who had already learned all of that the hard way, which I mean is the same reason we made our podcast PDF guide. Like we went through a lot of those headaches because we didn't buy a course. Right. And now we learned the hard way. And now we're like, here you go. Here's our $25 guide so you don't have to cry along the way.
Banging your head against the wall. Exactly.
Another one related to Airbnb is doing the Airbnb experiences, especially when you're traveling. I have done so many classes on there. Even just in Colombia, I did a few ceramics classes, a horseback riding class. In Mexico City, once I did a chocolate making class in the coffee region of Colombia a few years ago. I took some barista courses and learned how to, I don't know, make different coffee drinks besides, you know, the more basic ones you do at home. Mm-hmm. And like, that's just such a fun way to experience a new place is to have a local tell you how to do, you know, a hobby or an activity or to make something, especially that's tied to that region of the world because of a natural resource they have. Maybe that type of art is really popular there, architecture, something like that. I love those.
I love that one so much. It's so true. You can learn so much when you're traveling. For me, I love a good walking tour. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm not the biggest history person, you still learn a lot of other stuff along with the history. And I think it's still good, like you said, to get an understanding, learn from a local. It's good to know a place when you're there. No, I love
especially
that so much.
Especially if you can do that right when you get there, because then you'll have a lay of the land and you can ask them some things that can then determine the rest of your trip. Like when I was in Madrid, I did a food tour on the first night and we went to quite a few different neighborhoods. And then I was able to be like, ooh, I loved that one neighborhood and I probably wouldn't have ended up on that street without this food tour. But now for the remaining few days, like I want to go back over there.
Yeah. And even just saying that, going on those walking tours or experiences, of course, part of intellectual wellness can be going to art museums or history museums when you're traveling. But don't forget to do that when you're home too. I have not taken advantage. There's a free art museum. The St. Louis Art Museum is free in Forest Park. And I totally have not even gone there since like before I moved here when I was in college. And I should be taking advantage of that because it's so good to look at art, to absorb yourself, put yourself in those environments where you can learn. So this is pushing me to go and do that. And I've heard we have a really cool history museum. Never been. That's terrible. I should go. But again, this is all part of the growing and learning. We're open to it.
And looping back to the library comment earlier, and you saying that there's free things in your city, even your local library probably has so many free activities. Yes. My friend and I yesterday, she has a 15-month-old and we went to baby movement and music and storytelling.
Cute.
And there was like 20 babies there and we were all dancing around with jingle bells and it was cute.
Oh, yeah, there's so many. Even there's free walking tour audios at our library for our neighborhood because I've seen little markers in my neighborhood like go rent the audio guide at the library. So there's so many different ways. And like you said, there's no excuse. It's all free.
And then the last one I'll shout from our career wellness episode with my friend Sam, he shared how impactful having mentors has been on his life. And that has just been resonating with me a lot over the last 2 months. And I'm like, wow, yeah, I need to keep people in my pocket so that I can ask them questions. And I've just always kind of felt bad, like with my friends or people I look up to, but like I was bothering them by asking them things like in related to their career or for help. Like I'll ask a random stranger and like I want to learn from them and whatever. But sometimes with my friends, I don't want them to feel like I'm taking advantage of them, if that makes sense. Perfect example. One of my good friends, she was a chef, like went out to culinary school in LA. And so like I always feel like I'm like stealing from her if I ask her cooking related questions, which is dumb. I can ask her. When I was making banana bread, I was at the grocery store and I was like, what is the difference between refined and unrefined coconut oil? Like the recipes weren't saying which one to get. So I texted her and of course she knew. And then I was like, wait, also, can I use ghee as a substitute? Like she had all the answers.
Yeah. I feel like we forget that people like to help. And if they don't want to help, they'll tell you like, hey, sorry, I talk about XYZ all day. don't really want to talk about it outside of work. No hard feelings. You know, they'll let you know. But for the most part, people like to help. And I love that. And I think finding those mentors, I mean, I kick myself every single day that I don't have more mentors, but also being open to being a mentor. So I guess what helps me not feel as bad is that I'm out there helping people. Like, I'm open to mentorship and I've done that. So same thing. If you are looking for a mentor, maybe be open to being a mentor, someone even newer than you, because they'll teach you stuff as well.
In what you just said, like if your friend is like, hey, I did this all day, I don't want to talk about it. I also wrote down info swapping with a friend, like setting aside time specifically for that.
Yeah.
So Grace Michaels, we had her on, maybe it was like October. Mm-hmm. She's so good with like hair, makeup, beauty things. And I'm more business savvy, I guess. And so we both were like, we need to learn from each other. So we specifically plotted going to get Indian food. And for like an hour, she asked me all of these business questions. And then for like an hour, I asked her a bunch of like beauty questions. And we both were like, awesome. Thank you for that. But we made kind of the expectation that we were both going to actively help each other and try not to just like derail the conversation about like, oh my God, did you hear about this? Like, we're like, I do need this information. And then once we do that, then we can gossip.
Wait, I love that so much. I think that is such a good idea, especially for a girls' night, a different coffee date. Yeah, like you said, not a catching up one, but a let's learn from each other. We have so much to learn from each other kind of date. That's such a good idea.
Thanks.
Okay,
well,
yay.
This was fun.
Yeah, I think we turned our frowns upside down. This is a good little fun debrief. And, you know, learning can be fun. I think we just proved that right here now.
Facts. No, I love to learn. I was thinking about one of my exes when we were talking about doing this, and he would always say, I hate learning. I was just like, what do you mean you hate learning? I hate that.
You are. You definitely are one of my friends that is very stimulated intellectually. Like, we have very good debates, conversations, you know, off the mic too, and on here. And I could not imagine you being with someone who hates learning. That's crazy.
Yeah. Dated a few question marks in my 29 years.
That's fine.
They all taught me something.
True. All right. We stay learning out here on the All Your Friends podcast. We hope you guys do too. Please let us know if you enjoyed this, if you enjoyed our long catch up. But yeah, keep those brains going and hashtag stay learning, guys.
Catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, wait, really quick before you go, if you want a chance to be the Arty Friends Listener of the Week, we have something for you. Leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And for bonus entries, there's so many ways to support our show. Share about us on your Instagram story, engage with us over on TikTok, post on our Facebook group, join the Patreon page, or subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Make sure to send that rating and review to our Instagram page, Arty Friends Podcast, and we pick a new Listener of the Week every Wednesday. We'll send you a $10 Visa gift card if you win, just as a way of saying thank you, to buy you a coffee, buy you a sweet little treat, whatever you want. Thanks again, you guys. We appreciate you so, so much. And we'll catch you next week.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.